Today on The Morning Blend, we continue our weekly segment dedicated to American Catholic history. Tom and Noelle Crow, our teachers, joining us to share hidden gems and compelling stories of Catholic Americans who've contributed to our nation by virtue of their faith. Pope Night. Is this something we would see at the neighborhood ballpark, or they're giving out bobbleheads? What exactly
Definitely
is Pope
not.
Night?
Quite the opposite, unless the bobblehead were on fire.
Oh, no.
Pope Night was a thing that happened before the United States existed as such, but it was the North American version of Guy Fawkes Night.
Okay, that so, I've heard of.
Yes. So a little refresher without getting too far into the weeds. Guy Fawkes Night is a thing that happens over in Britain. Guy Fawkes was a Catholic revolutionary who was caught guarding a stash of gunpowder underneath Parliament on November 6th, 1605. The plot was by a bunch of Catholics who wanted to blow up Parliament and King James I to restore the Catholic monarchy of England. November 5th, 1605, yes. And there's a famous rhyme, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder plot and treason. It goes on from there, but we're not going to go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You have to be British to know it all.
Yeah. And who wants to do that? So this was a thing from 1605. There was every November 5th, in Britain, there would be big bonfires, and they would burn the Pope in effigy. And eventually they would burn effigies of the old pretender, who was Charles Francis Stuart, the son of James Stuart, who, James II,
mandated by law, by the way. Yeah, bonfires.
Yes.
Wow.
So Guy Fawkes Night was an anti-Catholic thing in Britain for a long time. Well, since there were a bunch of sailors who crossed the pond quite frequently, and, you know, sailors like any reason to have a rip-roaring debauchery time, they said, hey, we could do this over in the New World, too. So the first Pope Night here in the New World was on November 5th, 1632, in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And it was some of these sailors who just decided to have a massive bonfire, and they burned the Pope in effigy. So there was another element of it, which was also an anti-elite, anti-nobility aspect.
Mm.
And the British nobility put up with it because they accepted that the primary focus was anti-Catholic. And they said, you know, let them have their one night a year when they hate us and they break our windows and blah, blah, blah. And then we'll come down on it in the rest of the year. Well, this aspect also came over to the New World. And it spread from Plymouth up and down over the subsequent years, eastern seaboard. It really hit its stride in Boston. What they had was two different gangs, because Boston was big enough for two of these. So these two groups of anti-Catholics who had their respective like stages, and they would parade them. They were on wheels. They would parade them through Boston. One would start at the north end, one would start at the south end, and they'd wind through the streets. You know, one from the north end, the other from the south end.
Nothing's changed.
I was going to say.
But now you got the Catholic Italians in the north end and the Catholic Irish in the south end. But, you know, anyway, but they would run into each other more or less, and a huge brawl would ensue. And whichever of the two gangs had enough people still able to move at the end of this brawl won. And when you won, you got to take both of those stages to your home turf and light them both on fire and get drunk all night. So, you know, and break windows and whatever. So this went on for many years on November 5th, Pope Night. Eventually, it took on a bit of an anti-French thing because the French were the Catholics up in Canada. And it also, again, they also would burn the Charles Francis Stuart in effigy. He was the old pretender. This went on through the 17th century and well into the 18th century. But then after the Seven Years' War, which we know in the United States as the French and Indian War, which was 1753 to 1765, I want to say. After that, it took on another element because then the British government, you know, started passing the Stamp Act and the Intolerable Acts, which caused a lot of the people in this country to dislike the British crown.
Mm-hmm.
So it had this, and then of course the Quebec Act came later, But during that time in the late 1760s into the 1770s, it took on this additional element of anti-British monarchy thing. And they actually started, some of them started to burn the British monarch in effigy as well. But then after the Quebec Act, which was the act by the British Parliament, which allowed Catholics in Quebec, which had become, what's up? What am I skipping?
You skipped a part. So the Stamp Act in 1765, the Stamp Act caused the North Gang and the South Gang to come together and to hold a unified sort of demonstration against the British government rather than their sort of typical Pope night activities.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
And so there was sort of this, they came together and there was a bit of a hiatus. They unified under the leader of the Southies, Ebenezer McIntosh. And then it sort of died down after that for a while. And so you had a period of around 10 years or so, not quite 10 years, where they didn't really have Hope Night with the same intensity. It wasn't really happening. That's important because then when you get to
1774, you have the Quebec Act.
The Quebec Act.
Which is where the British Parliament said, okay, you Catholics in Quebec, in order to keep you from having your own revolt, we're going to give you the right to be Catholic there in Quebec. So then all of a sudden, all this anti-Catholic sentiment flares up again. And so then the Pope Night comes back in earnest in 1774, 1775. But in 1775, the Continental Congress and George Washington wanted to get the Canadians on board with this anti-British rebellion. So George Washington, who, as we've talked about in previous spots here, was a friend of Catholics and really wanted the Catholics to, he was friends with a lot of Catholics. He wrote a letter to somebody in which he said of Pope Night, quote, "As the commander-in-chief has been apprised of a design formed for the observance of that ridiculous and childish custom of burning the effigy of the Pope, he cannot help expressing his surprise that there should be officers and soldiers in this army so void of common sense as not to see the impropriety of such a step at this juncture, at a time when we are soliciting and have really obtained the friendship and alliance of the people of Canada, whom we ought to consider as brethren embarked in the same cause. The defense of the general liberty of America at such a juncture and in such circumstances to be insulting their religion is so monstrous as not to be suffered or excused. Indeed, instead of offering the most remote insult, it is our duty to address public thanks to these our brethren, as to them we are so much indebted for every late happy success over the common enemy in Canada." So that effectively ended it. After that, and George Washington basically told anybody in the Continental Army, if you are involved in these, you're out.
Oh, wow.
I don't want you here. And that ended it. That was the end of Pope Night.
We should be burning King George. We shouldn't be burning the Pope.
Right. But Pope Night was this American version of Guy Fawkes Night. Actually, one other note on the Boston version of it. It happened in Boston. The powers that be in Boston for most of that time were, of course, Puritans. The Puritans were very anti-Catholic. In fact, they were so anti-Catholic that they couldn't broach even things that resemble Catholicism. They, at one point, outlawed Christmas, celebrating Christmas, because Christmas was too Catholic. So
yeah, well, it is Christ's mass.
Christmas, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
The government did try to ban it or to discourage it. They passed laws against it like every year for 20 years or something, and nobody paid attention.
No.
Yeah. So
they were just completely ineffective at getting rid of this just kind of crazy celebration until George Washington came along and
well, that's how, that's what an impressive man he was.
Expressed his disdain for this kind of behavior.
This foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
If people want to learn more about what you two do or listen to more of these great stories, where can they find you?
You can find us at AmericanCatholicHistory.org.